Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kyra. I'm calling about an order that I did not place. And when I sent an email to Customer Support, they told me to call this number.
Okay, what's your zip code, please, ma'am?
08619.
What's your first and last name, please?
Nancy Dempsey.
Okay, can you verify your mailing address, please?
32 Le Havre Court, Hamilton, New Jersey, 08619.
Thank you so much for verifying information, ma'am. Give me one moment, please, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I see here you order our product called the Keto Balance Pills and the Keto Cleanse, correct, ma'am?
Yeah, back in February.
Okay.
It was a free trial thing.
Okay,
and
yes.
And it didn't say anything about keep sending it.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, I understand you want to cancel, ma'am. With that being said, the Keto is a great product that reduces your appetite and increases your metabolism. We're currently doing discounts today for 31% discount off today.
Now, I want to cancel both of them, and the one I got, I'll gladly send back because I don't want the money taken out of my account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I totally understand your stating. Do you know anyone else today would like to try for 47% discount off today?
Not that I know of.
Okay, let me go ahead and cancel you for any more future charges. Would you like to write down your cancellation number today?
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am. And no need to send back the product, ma'am. We don't take back the product, ma'am. That is yours to keep, ma'am.
Am I going to be charged for it?
I will check and see what date you was charged, ma'am, as I provide your cancellation number.
Okay.
C as in Charlie. 663.
Wait, what? 663?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
That's okay. 663.
Yes, ma'am. 050.
050.
Yes, ma'am. 171.
171.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let me see if they charge you. Yes, ma'am. That's your cancellation number.
So it was C like Charles, 663050171.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Just to let you know, I do see here where they charge you on May the 4th. Which was a Wednesday.
And what did they charge?
They charged you $94.90 twice.
Oh, you know what? Was that on a PayPal card?
Let me check and see. This was on your MasterCard. NN6834.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to end up getting a thing about a fraud charge because it did not come up this. One of them came up some kind of kitchen gadget thing, and I don't know what the other one was, but I knew it was nothing I ordered, and I closed that account, and I said it was fraud. So you're probably going to hear about that. Sorry.
Okay, give
Nowhere
me one.
Nowhere did it say keto at all. It, like I said, one said like a kitchen gadget something. And I forget what the other one said, but it was kind of like the same thing, but different.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment, please, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. After consulting my supervisor, ma'am, about the charges, ma'am, she stated they are valid charges, ma'am, and they are non-refundable.
Well, guess what? I already filed the fraud charges because nothing said anything about keto, so I'm not responsible for it, and I closed the card. So I don't know where that puts you, but I don't want any more. I got the cancellation number. I don't know why it was sent to me again, and that's that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, Kira. I don't mean to take it out on you, but, you know, if they're trying to sell keto, then when they charge you for it, it should say keto on it. And
yes,
it didn't.
Ma'am.
So, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen on your end, but I'm not responsible for it, and that card is closed, so.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I understand your stadium. But yes, with that being said, I have counseled you not to receive any more future charges, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much, Kira.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. And thank you, Kwanka, for you. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.